Well, Giles, fourth place now, maybe fifth come the end of the season. How would you view that in the Championship?
Progress, but not where we want to be. We want to be challenging at the top. You know, we've always stated that over the last few years. But it is progress from where we have been. You know, coming into this game, not looking over your shoulder in a very tight league that it always seems to be, was good. But yeah, plenty of work to do.
There seems to be wild fluctuations, doesn't there, in the performances? Probably more than most sides. I don't know. Maybe that's not true, but it does seem that to a lot of people.
Yeah, no, you watch Hampshire as much as I do, you know, every day, and there is that inconsistency within the team. But I do look around the country, and I see that elsewhere as well. I think it's a common theme with the batting. We've been below where we want to be, obviously, with the bat this year. Wonderful performances with the ball at times. But I suspect that's pretty consistent with the rest of the teams around the country, bar a couple who are the obvious ones that are at the top of the league. But that's something we'll focus on and something we need to work on over the winter.
What's particularly pleased you this season? Passages of play, games and players?
Yeah, I think our bowling attack has been good, consistent. The way that Abbott came back from a difficult start to be where he is now. James Vince, having been left out of the England squad, the way he's responded and led the team, it's been fantastic in all formats. Winning a trophy is obviously, you don't win a trophy every season, and it seemed a long time ago now, it's the 30th of June, but that young group of players that played in that team, I think there were seven from our academy that came through and played in that, and that was a really great day for the whole club, so that will stick in my memory about this year.
And what, I mean, you sort of alluded to it, but I mean, there are other specific areas that you're looking to improve come the start of next year?
Yeah, always. I think I'll speak to you each year and there are areas you want to improve. Now, the batting is an area we want to improve. I feel we've got the personnel. It's just about getting the best out of them and getting the confidence in them. The wickets have been really tough this year and maybe the ball has been a little harder and has seemed a little more pronounced, maybe. Yeah, that's a challenge. Batters know they're working their socks off, and you know if we can get them right and they're confident, then who knows?
Is the opening situation something that may be given priority? Because Anirin Donald's been with you for a couple of months, and maybe some people, myself maybe included, are surprised that maybe you didn't get a game somewhere.
Yeah, Ollie Soames came in. I thought looked very well organised, and you go back to the game against Worcester, and I felt there were two passages of play that helped us win that game, and one was Ollie's contribution at the top of the order, batting a session in very difficult conditions again. So we wanted to give him a proper run, and we did so. And again, I thought first innings here, he looked comfortable, looked the part, well organised. But these are extreme conditions this time of the year. I think we'd all appreciate that, and we feel we've got a nice blend of experienced players and some young batters coming in now that will push for places next year.
Are you any near sorting out the wicketkeeping situation? I know Lewis played this game, played very well, but only because of an injury to Tom Allsopp.
Yeah, and I think Tom's done well in his time behind the stumps. It was something of an unknown going into this season, but he looked comfortable behind the stumps, and he's contributed with the bat as much as most, really. So very positive there, but also Lewis has played his part in white ball cricket as well, and he's a talented young player, and these are the positions that would be about performance and their winters and how things start next year, and decisions will be made.
Now, Fido Ledwards basically carried the attack for a little while Kyle Abbott was struggling a bit. Over 50 wickets this season. What are your thoughts with him?
Yeah, great. You know, Fidel gives us something different. He's fast, and he has an ability to swing the ball. He's been great for us. And as you rightly say, when Abbo wasn't quite firing, he stepped up. But he's been pretty consistent for us. Whenever he's been on the pitch, he's performed very well. More skillful than he's given credit for, I think, in certain conditions. You know, when the ball wicket isn't particularly quick, he still gets the results. He's been a real positive this year.
And going forward, what are your thoughts? Is it too early to think about what you're going to do with him next year?
Oh, very positive about him coming back. We've got a bowling group that's performing.